Yummy.
Oh, I'll let you know what's next on The Zone.
Cigzar and me. Hello, how are you? Oh, no, it's so bad.
You sound like my... Bronson Pinochet from Beverly Hills Cop.
My bleeder is full. Oh, Cesar and me. It's Axel, Aquafoli, Aquaf.
I love when we went out to the restaurant and I ordered the chicken Cesar salad. And
yes.
And Michael didn't get the joke. So he's like, it's Caesar. I'm like, no shit.
God. I think in his dry humor, he was making a point. Oh, I should tell my uncle we're doing a podcast.
Okay.
Hey, we're doing a podcast right now. You got to watch it.
Oh, okay. I'll watch it.
All right.
Wow. For the audience, that was a real clip. Let's go to commercial break.
That's all real.
I'm kidding. let's go with... I want to hear some Norm MacDonald. How about that? Can't go wrong with Norm.
Submitted for your approval, the case of one Miss Janet Tyler, a hideously disfigured woman hoping for one last chance at a medical miracle. Today, her bandages come up, but we must not be surprised by what we see, for beauty is in the eye of the beholder, even in the twilight zone.
Well, Miss Tyler, today is the day.
Sometimes what is beautiful to one is not beautiful to another, as this woman learned when she, well, she didn't really learn anything. And neither did we. Frankly, usually I try to have some kind of ironic twist or moral in these things, but I got nothing this time because that woman was hot in the Twilight Zone. That's it.
You're watching a ventriloquist named Jerry Etherson, a voice thrower par excellence. His alter ego sitting atop his lap is a brass stick of kindling with the sobriquet Willie. In a moment, Mr. Etherson and his knotty pine partner will be booked into one of the out-of-the-way bistros, that small, dark, intimate place known as the Twilight Zone.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to the LAWIP 471 TC59333, the Dummy Redux, Phoenix West.
Dick, yeah, that's a new way to say bistro, a bistro.
He says things real weird sometimes.
It's a bistro in the middle of the Twilight Zone.
Jolly Good Willie, whatever.
Jolly Good Willie. You're talking about his cock.
Yeah. Well, he was in the Filthy the Dummy.
Yes, that's true.
I'm assuming this isn't your first time watching the Dummy.
No, I've seen both of these, I think, a few times. But the Dummy, this one is the more surreal and creepy episode.
Yes, this is a good one.
Really kind of dark. This one's really dark.
Not only for the dummy part either, it's dark for the guy.
Yeah.
Like, he is a sad, sad figure.
Yeah.
And everyone comes in one at a time and just shits on him.
Right. and the other one is just about the guy being an Irish immigrant, and they just give him shit for being Irish.
That's the other offensive one.
Yeah, you probably watched and cry.
Yeah,
you potato eating kindling.
You know what's funny is I meant to bring this up on the next episode, but since we're talking about it, I was like watching. Me and my wife have been watching Peaky Blinders.
Yes,
and we're almost done with it. But I'm like watching. We're all drinking whiskey, and ever since my birthday, I've had nothing but whiskey because it's there's like four of those bottles, you know. Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I'm drinking my whiskey. And I'm eating my my pickle bologna, and I'm like,
"Oh my god, that's a horrible combination!"
Oh, it's delicious. And I was like, "I am a fucking stereotype. I am just
because it's not just whiskey; it's peanut butter whiskey."
Yeah,
and it tastes like rich peanut butter because you drink it with Dr. Pepper. That's the sub. That's the little part that you left out. You're eating pickled bologna with peanut butter whiskey. That tastes like peanut butter. So you're basically eating pickled peanut butter.
Delicious.
Oh, God, it's a horrible combination.
I shit myself every day.
Oh, my God.
No, it was delicious. But I'm like, I am a fucking stereotype, and I can't really judge these characters for what they're doing.
And then you just hit your wife for no reason.
Yeah, you got to give them the Irish sunglasses from time to time.
The gene. I got the gene. That's right.
I got the condition. The house.
You start calling your house me house. And he's like, I'm going to take my car to the store.
What?
No. Oh, he loves pickle bologna. Well, yeah. Phoenix had real pickle bologna delivered by his mom from directly from Michigan. It's the real deal pickle bologna. This shit is from, like, the people who invented it, those weirdos.
Yeah. You know, man, I ate all of it. All of it's gone.
Oh, there's a lot in there.
Yeah.
Oh, pickled bologna. Bruh.
Is this your uncle?
Well, it wasn't that bad. I had a bite. It wasn't that bad. I think you were right, though. You have to have the cheese with it. It gives a little better taste.
It's the bees. Pickled
knees. The bees' knees. Love bologna.
Oh, man. I love pickled bologna.
Ugh.
And I'm like, I used to be ashamed of it, and now I'm just like, ah, I don't care.
That's fine.
What's that? My mom also ate something. It was like a German meat. And it would come weird roll, those little log. I forget what that's called, though. That one's a tough sell.
Not schnitzel.
No.
Not to hack. Well, haggis is Scottish.
No, haggis is Scottish. That's definitely not that. But no, this is more in line with bologna, but it's just not as it's got way more of a flavor to it because there's not a whole lot of flavor in bologna, you know?
Well, nothing's worse than pimento loaf. Now, that shit's disgusting.
No, head cheese is worse.
Head cheese is bad, head too. Cheese head cheese worse. Isn't good. I don't think I've ever had... I want to say I have had it, but I don't remember
disgusting.
Where.
Head cheese, yeah. No, I'm not going to remember the name of what she used to have, but it was like a weird German thing. But it's an acquired taste. I don't know what to do for this. This is you.
Comics or are they toys?
Sounds like toys. Who has tubs of comics?
No, there's tubs.
You'd say boxes comics though, tubs. Of comics.
Well, he got a tub of comics from a lady, which I still haven't seen yet.
Make it sound so erotic.
But I got we have Uncle Don's birthday tomorrow at the hangar at 5:00. That's what's happening tomorrow.
You're making personal. We're doing a serious podcast.
No one else is watching, just my uncle and my aunt. Hey, guys.
25, yeah.
They're waiting to get their puppy, though. They have to wait for their puppies. Are they vintage or are they all new stuff? Oh, yeah, that's fine.
He said, oh.
But, and then Sunday, I'm doing a thing in Manteca, selling some comics and toys at a thing for free. Little pop-up sort of collector flea market thing going on, so I'll hopefully make some money that day.
The fuck is Manteca? That sounds made up.
It's a town. It's a town that has the only... Well, that's cool. That might be interesting. Might have to look at that. Damn it. I don't want to get up early tomorrow. I wanted to sleep in tomorrow. I hadn't slept in all week.
Can you hear this?
I get up at 6:00 all the time. I can't hear anything from that. I can hear that.
Okay. I wanted to play this a while ago. It's not the episode we're doing, but I found this online. We're looking around for Twilight Zone clips, but watch just a few minutes of it, or a few seconds of it.
Hello? Is anyone there?
I'm just going to skim through this.
Would you mind showing it to me, please?
The John Lithgow.
You're taking a lot of my time here, mister.
And you are...
No, you're not going to recognize anyone.
Taking...
Well, there's the door.
No emotion of any kind.
Is this like a fake movie from...
Thank you, Gerald.
No, they put on a production of A Piano in the House, the episode.
Oh, okay, so he is a...
There's a reason I'm showing you this.
People are hiding.
Gerald, we just as well. I never enjoyed deceiving you, Gerald.
Oh, you're incapable of deceiving me, my dear.
All right, you gotta catch
I've known for many years for the reveal. Your capacity. Friends of Esther's, you're probably used to such intellectual pursuit. It was all right,
they did the entire episode. But here's what I saw toward the end. All right. Watch the credits. All right. Ready? All right, so I'm going to talk over this until we get to it, but...
Fake names.
Boom.
What's it say?
That last sentence.
Oh my god. Los Angeles Film School. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't think they're around anymore. They're not called that anymore. Now it's Full Sail, I think. Or it's gone. It's like, I don't even think it's open anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think it's around. I'm not
made
sure.
Out our old film school.
That's hilarious.
Been sitting on my list to get to for a while, so I thought I'd finally show it. Yeah, that was something. Like, I wish I could have been there for that.
Well, I mean, I guess we could have done ourselves, but we didn't think about that back then.
No. Probably should have. So, The Dummy. This is a real fucking sad one. It's a real bummer.
Well, you have the great Cliff Robertson in this one.
Yeah.
Great actor. He was Uncle Ben in Spider-Man.
That's what you're going to go off?
Oh, well, that's his most famous role. And he's also was a wonderful villain in the... he was a wonderful villain in the Burt Reynolds movie, Malone. He plays the bad guy in that. That's a great movie.
Sorry, I think his most famous role, you meant to say, is the president in Escape from L.A.
That's true, too. Even more. I've got to pray! He's going to take out the whole world with his machine that could stop electricity.
And he's also in the 100 Yards Over the Rim. Season 2 episode.
That's right, yes. And he's in two.
He plays with Frankenheimer's wife.
Pretty big episodes. Kind of crazy.
That episode I like more than this one, but I still like this episode.
I enjoy both of them, but this one is just darker.
Yeah.
This episode is like,
The other episode has hope, and he saves the boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the equivalent this to that would be like if he came and got stabbed in the 60s and then went back and his son was already dead. Like, that
Azoth,
would be...
Azoth the Terrible killed him.
Yeah. Something fucking terrible. But it's got a 7.7 on IMDb. I don't have any notes for this episode because, I mean, it's a classic episode. What else
well,
can you really
it's
add?
the same dummy from the other one, too, by the way. It's the same model. But I can't remember. It was this one or the other one that was written by... It's the only Twilight Zone episode to be written by a woman.
I think it's this one.
Is it this one?
Lee Polk. This one?
Yeah. And then they tried to say, well, the secretary wrote it with the other writer. So it was like they're trying to say, like, well, the chick didn't write it all. Come on, guys. Let's be honest. She's a chick. She can't write.
Or maybe it's the other one. Yeah.
I think it might be the other one.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing it here.
This one, I think, is Rod Serling all the way. Because it's so fucking dark.
It's also got Lee Polk attributed as a writer.
Oh, okay.
I am just a sweat factory right now in this fucking office.
Well, it's Phoenix, Arizona. Isn't it 190 degrees today?
It's 115 out last I looked.
Ah!
Now it says 72 degrees. I don't believe that at all.
79. Go outside. It's trying to go outside.
Come on, man.
SF sounds great. Ah! And then your fucking insides
Raiders.
Boil.
Yeah.
Ah!
I looked at it.
I don't feel comfortable with this Jewish ritual.
Jesus Christ. It's just fucking... We're under a heat advisory right now, so it's really It's not fun.
It was 100. It was 104 today. Or no, it was 104 yesterday. Today was cooler, but still hot. It's been hot all week. So I've been in the pool this week, so it's been nice. That's why you gotta get invested in a pool or some kind of blow up pool. I know you had one for the John Cena, but
I wouldn't go in it anyway, unless we had a real nice pool. But I don't care.
But still, with that heat, with 119 degrees, that pool, unless there's fucking ice in it, isn't going to make much of a difference. It's still going to be fucking hot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Every summer, I look back and I'm like, why am I still living here?
Yeah.
But I'm like, what am I going to go? L.A.? Fuck that.
Oh, hell no. Why would you do that? It'd be stupid. Because L.A. gets hot, too, but not that hot, but it gets hot.
LA,
I remember
LA
when...
LA peaks at heights like they're hot.
When Michael Jackson died, when I was at the museum, it was 109 degrees. I remember that. The day Michael Jackson died.
Fucking, like, how long ago was that?
2005?
9. Was it 9? Damn.
I think it was 2009, yeah. I think so, or 2010, something like that. Look up when did Michael Jackson die? Look that up.
I am. Yeah, 2009.
Wow, June something, right?
June 25th.
That's right, right? That day before my birthday. What a great gift that was. The death of Michael Jackson. And I had to listen to his music for the next 6 months. Everybody outside of everywhere in LA had Michael Jackson music playing all year long. Even his bad shit, like from his album, that the latest album he did when it wasn't that good, with Chris Tucker when he was in the music video.
The albums with like elephant noises and stuff.
Something like that. I don't know. It was no Smooth Criminal, I can tell you that much.
It don't matter if you're black or white.
It's that was in his post Do Me, Sue Me, Everybody Jew Me. Oh no, Jew Me, Sue Me, Everybody Do Me. Kick me, kike me, don't you black or white me. I remember when that song came out, it was so controversial.
Because he had the K stupid word music in it. Video where it's just changing faces.
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah. And then he had this weird Bond theme song that he did called Stranger in Moscow, which actually would have been perfect for a Bond movie, but you'd have to figure out the story. What would the Stranger in Moscow be about?
Him diddling?
I'm going to find a 12-year-old boy! In Moscow.
Yeah. To him, I'm a stranger.
I'm going to touch his butt. I'm a stranger in Moscow. Oh, I'll be changed. Yeah, that's a great song, though. I love that song. I love that album, that history. Remember the double history album that he came out? Yeah. And he had his, like, general's uniform on.
Yeah.
He had his ridiculous gold lamé. And he looked one of those African dictators, but like gone
one of the
Liberace.
Warlords. Yeah, that.
Oh, hilarious.
The ones that as soon as the relief food lands for the refugees, they immediately yes. steal it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's mine. I'm taking this back to my property.
Oh, you'll certainly see some of this.
I'm Jim. I would have loved it if Michael Jackson was a Morton Joe from Fury Road.
Oh.
I'm going to give you some aqua cola. Where's my bride? I have to impregnate them again. What a chore.
Witness me.
Witness me. He sprays them, and they all turn into the character from the Smooth Criminal video. That white outfit with the hat, fedora hat, and everything.
Or the Beat It, where they're doing the knife fight tied together.
Yeah. Smooth Criminal.
Man, I haven't thought about Michael Jackson quite a while.
Yeah, it's fun to bring him up sometimes because man, what a disaster
a
that was.
What a character.
What a character. And everybody said he talked normal. That was all an act. Him having that stupid voice.
Was he
like
yeah,
he behind the scenes? Yeah, behind the scenes, he was just like, yeah, what's up? What's going on?
Oh, he's got the what the fuck is that guy's name? The blind singer.
Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder. Everyone says he's not really blind.
Well, did you see the video on that?
Yeah.
Where he's pointing back at the woman, pointing at him on stage. Like, wait a minute, that's bullshit. He can see.
Yeah, everyone says he can see.
Legally, he's blind, but technically he's not blind. Because you could be legally blind and still see. You just can't see very well.
And you can be legally blonde.
Exactly.
Miss Witherspoon has proven that.
Miss Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon.
Reeseford.
Who's in line with the book people.
Nancy answered.
That was perfect.
Nancy answered.
Go out. Gotta get rid of Willie. Make a new routine. A whole new routine takes time. You've got another show in half an hour.
Tell him I can't make the late show. Tell him I'm sick or something.
Well, I've already told him you're sick or something. The trouble is they know it's something. And they know something's bottle and bond.
This poor guy has to yell every line of dialogue at him.
It's so great. Well, Cliff Robinson's just a great actor, but... And again, this one is the weird, surreal, like, going down the path of madness, and at the end of the show you have turned into your own ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, it goes pretty dark.
And nobody notices, which is the other part that always kind of bothered me, it's pretty obvious that they've switched places literally.
It's like nobody was there hanging out drinking for an extra half an hour.
Yeah.
I'll pay for two tickets. And then they come out and like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, it's a nightmare.
I wanted one guy in the drunk in the background. What the shit is this?
Oh God.
It's freaky as hell.
He's a puppet and the puppet's a man.
See, it'd be funny if he could do that at will and just go back behind the curtain, come back out, and they swapped. That'd be fun. Hey,
did you do a dirty Twilight Zone episode for this one?
You're looking at it.
Oh, fantastic. Are you going to play it?
I am.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Filthy the Dummy.
Los Angeles, Houston. Hey, Jerry. How about San...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're certainly glad to be here tonight. Yourself, Turkey.
Ed.
Wait a minute.
I resign. From now on, I'm a single. And for you, you can in your lap.
You're watching a ventriloquist named Jerry Etherson, a voice thrower par excellence. His alter ego sitting atop his is a brass stick of kindling with the sobriquet Willie.
Let me tell you something, folks. Soon as I shake this busher and get me a real act, you're gonna see some.
Jerry, how many psychiatrists do you have to? How many hours on the couch does it require? How many 20 an hour visits?
Well, let's put it this way. Maybe I think you could be, but you're never going to. I think you're a self-indulgent with an overactive imagination. And the only thing you like better than is sympathy.
Here. Now, tell me what that says.
Oh, that thing. How about a hint?
Goofy, it's as clear as day. It's right in front of you.
Just give me a hint.
Well, it's a letter, and it's between D and F.
I've got it. It's...
I don't know how you do it, Goofy.
How can you be real when you're made of wood?
You made me real. You poured into my head. You my mouth. You stuck up my... You jerk. Don't you get it? You made me what I am today.
That's a pretty good one. That one is probably the number two best one.
The next episode is my favorite one.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Because his Irish accent is just perfect for the swearing.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Dick, I'm going to give this one a 7. I don't really have much else to say about it.
Well, it's a 7 for sure. It's a solid episode. Yeah, I do like this one. And like I said, it's one of the darker episodes since I would say one of the darker episodes of Twilight Zone.
I could see going up to an 8 with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a tough one. I love how dark it is. But I'm not in love with the episode.
Right.
I wanted something else going on. Like one more layer to it, you know?
It's yeah.
A little too straightforward in the beginning, and then it just flips at the end.
And there's not enough puppet fucking.
No. He tries to fuck the singers in the back, yes. In the back room behind the stage, and all they want to do is fuck that puppet.
That's right. It's very awkward in the whole show.
It was hard not to include that in the Filthy Twilight Zone, but I managed to not.
Don't touch me unless your doll touches me.
I tried to not focus on them. But yeah, it's a 7. It's got a 7.7 on IMDb, so we're pretty close. We're in line.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
But I can see this being someone's favorite episode.
Oh, absolutely. I could see that, yeah.
Wouldn't really argue with them.
It kind of ties into that Tales from the Crypt episode with Bobcat Goldthwait and Don Rickles, one about the vestigial twin he has. He's a ventriloquist, and the ventriloquist dummy is his twin.
Didn't see it.
That's a really fucked up episode. I think it's directed by John Landis.
Bobcat Goldthwait's also in the last episode of that show, I think, the cartoon one. The Other Pig or whatever it's called.
Oh my God, he was in the cartoon series too.
That last episode's a animated episode for some fucking reason.
Oh my God.
I'm pull it up right now.
Your dad owns a health food store?
The Third Pig.
Wow.
Yeah, Bobcat Goldthwait. Wow. Why did I know that?
Jesus Christ, it's useful information.
Yeah. This Jesus. Episode right here.
Your dad owns a health food store? That's my favorite line that Adam brought up. That's genius. Oh, that one. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I know that
one.
Yeah,
it's the Ren and Stimpy sort of thing, but...
Yeah.
Bobcat plays one of the voices.
Interesting.
He's the big bad wolf.
He was in the show, so that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie Adler.
No, there you go.
Yeah.
Charles Fletcher should have been that too. Or Roger Rabbit, was he in that too?
I don't know. I didn't see him. But let's get to Caesar and me.
Cesar and me.
Until next time. In the meantime, my Phoenix West.
There.
So long, citizens.
Bye.
So long. What's the dummy's name? I don't remember.
Dummy. He has two of them.
Willie.
Sober the good piece Willie. Of, piece of giddling named Willie.
On his
Willie.